Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's been hanging out with us a long time. We knew him when he was when he was the advocate for the SBA and back in the old days. And now he's the vice president of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's our good friend Tom Sullivan. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be on your show.
It's great to have you back, as always. So you guys, along with MetLife, do a survey every month or so, and I've been covering now partially some with you, sometimes with our good friends at MetLife. But you got a new one out this week, and I want you to tell us about it.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's not only is it great to be on the show, but to join an advocate like yourself is just always a great opportunity. You know that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce represents about 3 million businesses, and 96% of our membership has fewer than 100 employees. 75% of our membership actually has fewer than 10 employees. So when we try to put our finger on the pulse of Main Street by surveying small business in our partnership with MetLife, we really dig into the data, and it's great to be able to share some of that with you. I think probably top line is very positive news, and that is that 9 out of 10 small businesses in our latest survey are either open or in some stage of reopening. And, Jim, you've said it 100 times. You said that, you know, small businesses are succeed when they get sales, and you need to be open in order to sell. And so if someone were to say, what's the biggest problem on Main Street, the simple answer is that their sales are down.
Right.
So with 90% of small businesses open or in a stage of reopening, that's very positive news, because that means that all of their hard work to have the best products and services available are able to be sold to customers. So that is very, very positive news. I think on the negative side, and this is where my friends over at the National Federation of Independent Business just released a report late last week saying that about 50% of small businesses still need an additional bridge loan and some help from government in order to stay open 6 months or more. So on the one hand, it's great that small businesses are reopening. On the other hand, there is still a need for Washington, D.C. to take action.
I've got we polled our audience a week before last about that topic, and we asked them if a new one was available, would you take it? And about a third said one third said they did take it and they would take another one. Another third said they didn't take the first one, but they would take the next one. So that's about two thirds in our polling that would take one. And so I think that's important. But here's what's hard to reconcile though, Tom. There was $80 billion of the original fund that went wanting, that wasn't claimed. And it makes me wonder, This is what bothers me about the banking industry. It makes me wonder how many people went to one of the big banks, and they know me. They know I've got a burr under my blanket about them, cuz I know stories. I talk to people who went to big banks, and one guy told me that first thing when he got rejected, and there was no reason for him to get rejected. And he got rejected by a big bank first, and then he kept pushing him. They finally helped him, but I wonder how many people tried, and they just got – it was so much trouble, they just didn't finish it. And I worry about it. If there's – if we have – if you and I have this kind of polling and there's money left, there's a problem with connecting those two, isn't there?
There is. And, Jim, actually, I'll give you a little bit of an eye-opener. There's actually $133 billion left.
I knew that number was an earlier number, but I thought they'd pull some of it down. That's ridiculous. There's a problem there, and I don't think it's the government. That's not the government's doing that. When the government puts the money available, and it's there, and you know, several hundred billion already had gone out under the same system. There's a connection problem there. And I'm laying that at the feet of the banking industry. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Tom Sullivan. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.